This suggestion from the commission comes as indigenous communities in Zimbabwe are being displaced by business interests in some mining and agricultural areas. Hundreds of families are facing displacement in Chisumbanje, Uzumba, Chilonga in Chiredzi, and many other locations. The National Peace and Reconciliation Commission agrees that displacements are threatening peaceful communities. Golden Chekenyere is an NPRC commissioner.
The company is coming to invest in Bato. If Green Fuels are investing in Chisumbanje, if the ZMBC are investing in diamonds in Marang, we have got a peace conflict assessment so that there is no conflict between the people who are hosting the company and the company which is coming to invest.
Chekenyere adds,
the commission is taking this up to say this is something that we need to emphasize, that before a major investment is done, besides the environmental assessment, let's have a peace conflict assessment as well.
Chekenyere says assessments will also help ensure that investments are successful. Jerry Moyana is a villager from Chinyamkwakwa community in Chisumbanje who is up in arms with an energy company, Green Fuel. It has taken over local farming and grazing land to expand its sugarcane plantations. He agrees that peace conflict assessments should be done before any major investments.
This is mainly the source of problem. The company was supposed to come open and sit down with the community to discuss all challenges. The company was also supposed to give clear brief how it is going to benefit the affected community for us to consider it as a development project. Failed to do what we call consultation to the community at first.
A peace expert, Ed Knowledge Makwaza, also concurs that a conflict assessment should be a prerequisite before any major investment in an area.
A pre-investment or peace assessment can help you understand the kind of dynamics that may emerge or that may exacerbate or generate conflicts within a community. And it will then easy for not only the NPRC, but all government and non-governmental actors to be able to then involve possible or potential conflict actors and stakeholders in identifying better ways of engaging the community and being able to involve it in decision-making before any activities are undertaken.
Government has, however, been faced with resistance in most communities where these investors have received official support. Authorities claim the investments will benefit the communities, but local leaders are questioning those claims and demanding more transparency. For VOA, this is Rutendo Mawere in Harare.